Director Sidney Pollack's new movie Havana is about a passionate love affair in a hot country on the brink of revolution. It stars Robert Redford and Lena Olin. How much heat does the movie really give off? Film critic Stephen Schiff takes its temperature.
With Havana, director Sidney Pollack is trying to make the kind of movie they don't make him like anymore. Star-crossed lovers moaning and heaving against a backdrop of thrilling political turmoil. The movie is essentially Casablanca Goes Merengue, with Lena Olin as the Swedish-born wife of an aristocratic Cuban revolutionary, and Robert Redford as the American gambler who doesn't give a hoot about anything until he meets her. The setting, of course, is Havana during the last weeks of 1958, the last weeks before Batista's government gave way to Castro's government. Unfortunately, the movie's politics are grade school simple. The revolutionaries are good, and the government is bad, and the reason for the revolution is that life in Cuba just isn't fair. The larger issues at stake in this movie aren't political, they're romantic. In fact, they're the same issues Sidney Pollack has always built his blockbusters around. Havana is about commitment versus uncertainty, about the conflict between one lover who is fervent and free of doubt about her beliefs and one who can't imagine being that cocksure about anything. This kind of friction ought to make for a juicy, romantic tug of war, but something is rotten in Havana. Part of the problem, you may have heard, is a lack of chemistry between Redford and Olin. Well, chemistry is hard to define. But could any two acting styles be less compatible? Here's Redford, for instance, telling Olin a story with his usual glamorous sang-froid.
I knew this old hustler when I was a kid. And he showed me how he had this diamond sewed into his arm by a doctor. So when I was in Yokohama, I bought a diamond and I had a Jap doctor do it. See, the idea was that no matter how bad things got, no matter what they did to you, no matter what, you still had this last chance. You'd always have this diamond.
Talk about vanilla ice. And here's Olin.
How many times have you lost everything? Lots of times, yes. Maybe it's possible to come back from that. There are so many ways to be happy, and I feel that. With you, I feel that sometimes, but sometimes...
Yipes, hot stuff coming through. Watching these two is like playing with one of those black-and-white optical illusions where you either see a lamp or two faces looking at each other, but not both at once. If you buy Redford, you can't buy Olin, and vice versa. Ah, but if only the movie's troubles ended there. Here's Robert Redford doing some of the most committed acting we've seen from him in years, and I still couldn't see through his cucumber cool to the grubby passion and despair that his character is supposed to be feeling. Meanwhile, where's the movie's sense of fun? Havana during the final days ought to have a little razzmatazz. It ought to be spicy and naughty and funny, but the movie is so solemn it just sits there like a lox. It looks great. The Cuban sets are stunningly beautiful, and Pollack has shot them in a splashy, chaotic style, full of pointillist splotches of intense color. And yet, even during the big riot scene, after Batista's government falls, we're stuck watching lots of extras tripping gingerly down the stairs, and then trotting delicately through the streets, not running, not hurtling, trotting. It all seems to be happening very, very far away.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.